This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about septic systems, and I wanted to share a little bit of information with our class. So, a 1,000-gallon septic system tank should be able to be pumped out for between 175 and 200. Between $175 and $275. The internet says $200 to $300, but I think that's a little bit high. And older septic systems had piping that was made out of this black pipe. It was a combination of tar and paper. It's called Orangeburg pipe. And Orangeburg was easily cracked. So if you have trees that have roots that are going out toward your septic system, the trees, the roots can, as they grow, as the tree gets bigger, they can crack the Orangeburg pipe. And if they do, there'll be an interruption in the flow to or from your septic system, which can cause it to back up. So that's something that you might want to think about if you have a problem. If you have a lateral type septic system, those laterals are typically about 100 feet long or so, and they use 4-inch drain pipe with holes in the bottom. And those pipes are set in a bed of crushed stone. So what happens is the clear liquid, sometimes called gray water, will leach into the ground through these laterals. And there generally is never problems with laterals. I mean, they just work and work and work for decades. Well, there's another kind of a septic system that is made with a leaching tank. Instead of laterals, it's just concrete blocks placed one on top of another without mortar in a cylinder type formation. Just blocks made in a circle, let's say 6 to 8 feet in diameter, stacked one on top of another, and what happens is the gray water, if you will go into that tank and will leak through the cracks in the stacked concrete blocks into the ground. It's not quite as good as the lateral system, in my opinion, but it works. And there's a concrete lid they place on that. Now, sometimes when you call a septic system guy to clean out your septic system, he may find that round stacked concrete tank. And he'll pump that out. But it does no good. It doesn't do any good to pump that out. Because it'll fill right back up with gray water. The problem is typically in the septic tank, not the leaching tank. And when you have your septic tank pumped out, you want to leave about an inch of solids in the bottom. You don't want to pump it all out. And why is that? Because there's bacteria in those solids that are necessary to restart the growth to degrade the solids that are entering the septic tank after you pump it out. Now the question is, what happens to the solids? Well, they're in a tank and they get hauled away. Where do they go? Well, in Missouri, and I'm sure in other locations where there's plenty of farms, a lot of times they go right on the grass. The septic tank guy will have an adapter that he's made that will, if he drives forward and opens the valve, all those solids and liquids will come right out of the tank and it'll drive around the fields. So what are those fields used for? Typically growing grass or crops. Now, if they're disinfected by the sun, that might be okay. But if you have a person in your house that's on chemotherapy, it will absolutely, positively destroy the grass. It's toxic. But that's what's happening. I'm not saying I advocate this. I'm just telling you this is what's happening. Then when the grass does grow back, cows eat the grass. And you can have your favorite hamburger that's been fed solids from chemotherapy patients and other drugs. So what should you not put in your septic system? Well, you shouldn't put in paper towels. Shouldn't put in dental floss, flushable wipes, sanitary pads or tampons, grease, oil. Chlorine's rough on them. Chlorine kills the bacteria. But chlorine is not as bad for the bacteria in your septic tank as those harsh chemicals that you might put in your septic tank. You know, like drain cleaner. It's brutal on a septic tank. So we found a guy who pumps out septic systems, and we asked him, you know, what happens. And so when he applies the solids on farm fields like his, he finds tampons and all over his field. I mean, it's kind of a gross thing. So if you have visitors, you might want to say, tell you what, you know, if you happen to need to dispose of these products, kindly don't flush them down the toilet. Put them in the trash, please. And give them a bag to do that. So that's my thoughts in a nutshell on septic systems. Any questions, Rick?
Well, no, I'm taking notes. I appreciate your knowledge based on this, because this is my first merry-go-round. And I'm just now learning, studying what is and what is not wanting me to do. When I had my backup coming out, I found things that I never put down the drain coming up my toilet. Rifle shells, bullets. I can't believe what's coming out of the drain right now. It's really creepy.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's creepy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. People will flush things with no consideration, no concern about what happens next. What happens?
How did they do this 100 years earlier? Yeah. What happened
well,
to the old outhouse?
Well, I can tell you. I can tell you with absolute certainty. So we bought this farm. It's 241 acres. And there's a grade A dairy barn, which is like a Dutch-roofed barn. It's red. It was there from the 1940s. And there was a milk house from the 1940s right next to that, where a milking parlor where the cows were brought in for being milked by hand. And then outside of that was an outhouse, and the outhouse is still standing. Well, it's kind of leaning right now. But we do have an outhouse. It hasn't probably been used in 30, 40 years, but that's how it was done. And an outhouse is simply this. It's like a closet with a roof outside. And there is a board that you can sit on with a round hole in it, kind of like a toilet seat without a seat. It's just a board. And it has a round hole. And what happens is whatever goes down that hole goes lower than the ground level. And it just goes into the ground. And the liquids get absorbed by the ground and they evaporate. It's as simple as that. And they last a really long time. And you don't have to have them pumped out. The only problem is that in the middle of the night, if you have to, you know, go, you go outside into the outhouse or, you know, into a container inside. And I think that's where the term chamber pot came from. You have this pot with a lid. And they get emptied in the morning. And chambermaids would sometimes get the honor of emptying the chamber pots. So that's how it was done before the water closet. And I think the reason they call them water closets is because houses were built without toilets. And they found the best place to put these toilets were in these small closets. And they found out that using water would be a great way to flush, and the water plus whatever was in the toilet would run downhill, and it was a great way to go. So, water closet was the term for bathrooms, originally. That's what they were called. But there are still outhouses in many parts of rural America. Farms have them. And they're less and less common. But the question is, what happens to all of this stuff that's pumped out of your septic tank if it's not sprayed or dumped on fields as some kind of fertilizer? Well, it goes to a water treatment plant, to a municipality, and the septic tank guy, the guy who pumped it out, will pay a fee to dump the load in the tank into the water treatment system. And then it gets mixed with chlorine, and the bacteria is killed, and then sometimes it's sold as fertilizer or potting soil. Can you imagine that? So that, you know, when you reach into a bag of potting soil, you know, pull out a handful or two, you might want to think about where it came from. And Philadelphia, back in the 70s, was implementing a marketing campaign where you could get free what they called Philly soil, as in Philadelphia. And what it was whatever was flushed down the drain, hospital waste, industrial waste, paintbrushes that were cleaned out in the kitchen sink, feces, parts from the veterinary clinic, everything that went down the drain, contraceptives, vitamins, used minerals, used medication, everything down the drain, and it went into Philly soil. And you could get it for free. Can you imagine that? You could have all that stuff for free and put it in your garden. That's marketing. And that's the truth. And that's what happened. Can you imagine that? And in rural Virginia, you can get this stuff right from the septic treatment plant. And they'll spray it on your fields, and your fields will stink for 3 years. Just like an open sewer. Absolutely true.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again. So I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller.com. Rick, do you have any items that you'd like to share with us at this
point? Yeah. I'm going to be... Yes, I do, but you don't want to hear them. Trust me. Just make me angry every time I think about what's going on. I love America, and I am saddened to see what's going on in the media. The media is so bad now, I can't even begin to fathom why. There's already media headline news of individuals being caught lying with falsifying reports, making up news to sell. Now, I remember when we had tabloids, and the tabloids were always impulse buying set next to the cash register, and they'd had all these unbelievable stories of, Vincent Finelli actually being an alien or something like that. You know, they'd have these outrageous stories. And now I'm finding the internet is, when you do Bing or Google, did you know that Google is even outlawed in China? And you ought to see what China is doing right now in spying on their public. I'm not kidding. It is unbelievable. I posted something yesterday on Facebook under the DocRam.com section of Facebook, Doc Ramcom, that that's another thing that was irritating me. I used to own DocRam.com, and that was my Facebook page. And because my original webmaster died, I lost that address, and now it's being held for ransom for $20,000. In other words,
well,
if I want
to... I got to tell you, yes, you're absolutely right, Rick. I got... Joey sent me an email about that, and we tried... Joey and I tried to get it back for you. And that pig who's holding it for ransom, absolutely
immoral. I can't
believe
how they do that. Who's got $20,000 for a website address? That is crazy, especially since I owned it. And my webmaster died.
You worked on it. You built it. We promoted it for years here on USA Prepares. And that pig, I hope he calls me. That pig is holding it at ransom for literally $20,000.
He'll give me a bargain at $18,000 if I want to settle with cash or something. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I would like to go to his house. I'd like to go to his house with some of our instructors in our class and just say hi. How you doing? Just wanted to meet you. We wanted to see what kind of ilk it takes to be like this, what kind of greed it takes. And I hope he chokes on it. I hope he, if he's going to do this, I hope he owns it forever. Keeps
paying. By the way, my thanks
to
you and Joey for doing that for me. I didn't know you tried to help me on that. Thank you. It's unbelievable.
Well,
that's very nice of you and Joey. Thank you.
Well, Joey's on top of a lot of things.
Yeah, I know.
Joey is, he's brilliant. He is absolutely brilliant. In class, Joey, there's no grass that grows under Joey in Michigan's feet. None. He's the kind of guy who looks at the big picture, the long picture, the short picture. He looks at it all and figures out the best way to do it. He's the kind of guy who, if he needs a part on a vehicle, and it's an expensive part like an engine or a transmission or rear end, and he'll do research to find out if it's a better value for him to buy another vehicle, take out the parts he needs, and then sell the vehicle that's left over. Or if it involves fabrication with steel and welding and cutting, he knows how to do that. He's absolutely brilliant. His IQ is really high. And Joey is as frustrated with what he sees in America as we are. We're all outraged at the stupidity, the lies from the media, the tracking from Zuckerberg and Gates and the rest of that ilk.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Moments ago in New York City, a Manhattan judge refused to dismiss criminal charges against disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, which means his sexual assault case is headed to trial. The 66-year-old is facing 5 rape and sex assault charges after one assault charge was dismissed earlier. Weinstein's lawyer had argued this morning that the entire case had been tainted by botched police work.
They're all coming back, and they're coming back now. We won.
President Trump speaks in a video there released yesterday about his decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. He says today in a tweet it shouldn't be a shock, seeing as he's been campaigning on that issue for years. Still, lawmakers from both parties, as well as some top Pentagon officials, are urging President Trump to reconsider that decision. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
This can be slight and
when you go to
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, class. Facebook. I can't stand Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook, according to Daily Mail, secretly allowed Netflix and Spotify users to read your private messages. Facebook secretly allowed Netflix and Spotify to read your private messages and shared your personal data. Let me say that a different way. And shared your personal data with Silicon Valley giants Amazon and Microsoft as recently as last summer. Now, how many of these messages were exposed, or how many how many messages Facebook granted access. Facebook granted access. Hundreds? No, not hundreds. Thousands? No, not thousands. Tens of thousands? No, not tens of thousands. Hundreds of thousands? No. Millions? No. Hundreds of millions of users' data to 150 companies. Facebook. Facebook gave access to your private information. Gave. I'm sure they sold it.
Yeah, this is where the artificial intelligence can outstrip man by analyzing with algorithms all kinds of informations about you in seconds with hundreds of millions of communications. And you are profiled to such a point that today in Chicago, they are actually using these systems with facial recognition and other Facebook information to profile when an event or crime is going to be committed 28 minutes before it occurs.
Well, this really annoys me. It annoys me so much that I don't even want to go out. I don't want to go to the stores because facial recognition is being deployed in lots of places, including there's an airport that I was reading about where they now have full body scanners. I believe it's Denver. I don't have the article in front of me, but I believe it's Denver, where full body scans are being deployed. So, hey, but this is so good because we can pick up a few seconds for each traveler who goes through screening. So all you do is you just spread your legs, class. They've got this full body scanner, and you spread your legs. You put your feet on these markers on the floor. You're going to be spread eagle, standing up. And they're going to look through you. And people are doing this. And we've allowed it. Because we fly. What we should all stop doing is flying. Just stop flying. Can you imagine that? The airlines are allowing it. The airports are allowing it. The government corporation is requiring it. And the GDP is saying, well, you know, I'd rather be x-rayed and have some guy feel my body through my clothes. I'm not flying. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be killed slowly through x-rays I don't need just to hop on some aluminum tube with recycled air. I'm not going to do it. Rick, you mentioned facial recognition. Amazon.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to have companies, I mentioned Ford and General Motors with their layoffs, they used to actually make a product. Now they make a forced obsolescence product, series of products. But they're laying off people to move toward electric cars. Now imagine this, if you've got an electric car, that's really easy to control. Satellite signals, well, you know what, that blue one over there, serial number 123, shut it down, right where it is. Can't lock the doors. Shut it down and lock the doors right where it is. Then the police hear the coordinates. Go get them. Can you imagine that? You've got to be crazy, crazy to have a car with GPS tracking and all these electronic locks. You know, for me, it's going to be really difficult if I'm driving my 2004 work truck with crank-up windows and mechanical door locks. The only thing that it's got that's really nice is air conditioning. That's it. Crank up windows, manual door locks, no frills, no features, no heated seats, none of that. Rubber mat on the floor, but the government corporation can't shut it down unless they get close to me and hit the computer with some kind of a electromagnetic pulse. Other than that, because it's got a computer, other than that, they're going to have a tough time with me. And my old Mercedes, my 1996 mechanical fuel injection, that thing's going to keep going. It's not going to be shut down by an electromagnetic pulse. Now, of course, you know, a tire strip, you know, where they put these sharp objects on a track across the road, and that'll slow me down. But other than that, they're not going to be able to shut me down from a satellite or an electromagnetic pulse if I'm driving my old mechanical fuel injection Mercedes. That's why I have it. Because I don't want to be a victim to the government corporation. So we're talking about facial recognition. Amazon is another ugly guy. Jeff Bezos. And by the way, class, all the things that I say are my opinions. And I guess it's still illegal. I'm sorry. It's still not illegal to have an opinion. So I'm saying that these are my opinions about Bezos and Gates and Zuckerberg and Greenspan as being ugly. Ugly people. Well, Amazon launches a disturbing plan, according to Daily Mail, to add facial recognition technology to doorbells. Now think about this. So the GDP, the generally dumb public, says, hey, honey, this is great. We can get a doorbell. And it's made by a company called Ring, R-I-N-G. Amazon bought them, acquired them. And they've got a smart doorbell, and it's got facial recognition capabilities. Well, you know that your doorbell is not capable of holding the millions of images of all the people that are in the database. You know that. So it's got to be connected to the internet. So now you know that your doorbell with its camera is going to send the images that it receives from people coming to your door, including you, because you're probably going to use the same door that other people use, and sending that information to the cloud, to the servers that Amazon controls, with more images. So not only are they going to get all the images from the license plate pictures, Walmart's pictures, but from your front door. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. And I'm going to call Deborah Brewster because she's having a little get-together with some instructors. I'm going to call her and say, Deborah, I'd like to suggest that you consider putting a note on your door for your little Christmas get-together that says no cell phones. As a matter of fact, there are going to be people that are talking about these kinds of things, and maybe my little part will be talking about how outraged I am about people carrying their cell phones everywhere, and they can be turned on without your knowledge and record everything that the cell phone sees and hears, wherever you happen to be. We've been talking about this for years. The GDP doesn't understand it. The GDP doesn't care. The GDP says, yeah, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's okay. It's not okay. We need to bring back drawing and quartering. I got a backhoe that I'll let people use if we're going to be drawing and quartering people for crimes against all life forms. You can't even go out now without being photographed or tracked. You can't. You can't even do a search on your computer without being tracked. And so when you think about Bill Gates being a philanthropist, you need to knock that thought right out of your mind. He's not. Bezos is not. Apple is not. None of these people are. And what is it? What is it about these ugly people where they have to be sexual predators? That's because they didn't get their face transplant. They're that ugly. I don't know what happened, Rick, but I'm really annoyed. I've got a short fuse now. I don't like
it. Well, I've got one and for you, Vincent. I've got something to make you grin. I posted something a couple of days ago on a former NASA engineer that he's retired, sitting at home, and got tired of his packages being delivered to his house that were being taken by his neighbors. They walked down the street with backpacks, and they'd see a package on someone's porch that they hadn't picked up yet because it was dropped off by UPS or whatever, and they'd seal it. And this guy set a trap. I gave you the link. I hope you post it. It is the funniest.
I've read it.
Now that's the kind of news I would like to see more happening in our media.
He'll probably get sued because this thing is explosive. What happens is you go to open the package, boom, it comes out with a radial, like a cyclone almost, of confetti, and you get covered in it. But this darn thing's expensive to make. It's got a computer board, it's got...
It's wonderful.
Propellant. It's expensive to make this. Okay, now I guess it's fun, but maybe he's going to be arrested for making what people might call a bomb. Yeah, I think it's humorous. I'd rather see whoever goes to steal these packages getting spray painted. You know, but of course that's dangerous too. Because they'll say, well, I got lung cancer from the spray paint. No matter what you do, it's terrible. But yes, I did read the article, and yes, it is humorous in some ways. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, I need to preface the next story with a little bit of information from the past. Back in the 1980s, I worked for a large bank, and we had these file cabinets, you know, we stored paper documents, and they're all over this very large floor where we had people working at computers, people who were working the telephones. You know, hundreds of people were on this floor, so it was a large floor, and we had filing cabinets. And the bank wanted them to all be the same color. And so they hired a company to electrostatically paint them. So what they have is this machine, and there's a cable with a clamp on the cable. And what you do is you can put down a tarp in the middle of a room, let's say a 10-foot by 10-foot tarp. You put the filing cabinet on it. You connect the clamp to the metal part of the filing cabinet, and you spray paint with this electrostatic charged spray paint gun, and the paint flies right onto the filing cabinet, which is connected to this cable. So the filing cabinet is electrostatically charged, and you don't have to worry about the surrounding ceiling tiles and all that being painted because it's not electrostatically charged. It worked great. Except across the room, a guy left his computer monitor on, and the paint flew across the room and painted the computer monitor. Now, the reason I'm mentioning all that is because there's a story on dailymail.co.uk about it's going to be tough to live on the moon because the lunar surface is filled with, or is comprised of, we'll call it soil, that is electrostatically charged, and it gets on everything. So they have these photographs, allegedly, of an astronaut walking around on, allegedly, the moon's surface, and he's covered with this dark gray dust. Now, I've never seen that before. You know, when you look at the astronauts, they've got these pristine spacesuits on. Not this guy. This guy looks like, you know, he's been changing oil under large equipment for weeks without changing his clothes. This guy's filthy, and it says, you know, it shows him on the surface of the moon. Well, obviously it's faked. Obviously it's faked because the shadows go in three different directions, which is impossible. The sun is, you know, is a single light source, so it wouldn't cast shadows in three different directions, but that's what they show in these faked photographs of this dusty astronaut. Do you think it's possible that we could ever live on the moon? Because they're saying that the electrostatically charged dust will get in our lungs and kill us.
There's strong evidence that Germany has set up a base up there. There's evidence that the Buddhists in a previous epoch had space flight and went to the moon, and there is vehicles that are crashed on the other side of the moon. There is evidence now, reproducible evidence, that something's going on, and I think it's Mare Imbrium. I'm not sure which one it is, where there are straight lines that are not from lava lines, but too straight, that have lights that regularly appear on and off, that are being captured by numerous. John Lear is the one that has talked about that, but it's been reproduced by amateur astronomers. I know that there's some kind of breakaway technology where some humans have left Earth and gone somewhere else. I have no idea where that is, because when I was in Antarctica, and that's the only thing I can use as a reference point, I saw a Nazi base in Antarctica. It was destroyed. Looked like it had been hit with a nuclear weapon. And I saw a Viking base from 14th century. Where's that in our history books?
Well, actually, it's not. It's not. But, I haven't read that.
But Admiral Byrd captured film of Foo Fighters and jets that didn't exist, that were sinking ships.
Dr. Richard Alan Miller class, if you'd like to go to his website, Richard A-L-A-N Miller, RichardAlanMiller.com. Rick, thanks so much for being with us today. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.